This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Derek Mwita was a man from Kenya, Africa, who became a Christian in Kenya, felt called into the ministry, and went to a Bible college in Kenya, Africa, and then had the experience of being invited to the United States as a good preacher to come and preach in churches. And he wrote back to people back in Kenya about the United States. He said, "I was impressed with the freeway systems and impressed with the architecture, the beautiful church buildings." He said, "I saw church buildings I've never seen before in terms of quality, never dreamed existed in the terms of quality of church buildings." He said, "There's one thing, however, that American church members do not like about my preaching." He said, "I preach 90-minute sermons." And he said, "Everywhere I go, people are offended because I preach for an hour and a half, and I can't understand it." That would be like me starting now at about 9:30, and at 11 o'clock, you'd still be here listening to a message. That is a long time to sit and listen to a message. But I thought it was an interesting comment. They will not sit through 90-minute sermons. He said, "I've discovered in America, if you're more than 20 minutes, most people in America say that's too long, if you're more than 20 minutes. But then he noticed another thing about our country. He grew up in the coffee-producing region of Kenya, Africa, where the coffee's dark, the coffee's rich, it's high-caffeine, high-octane coffee. And he said, "I found out in the United States of America, they have something that we don't drink in Kenya. They drink decaffeinated coffee." And he said, "It looks like coffee, it smells like coffee, it even tastes like some of the coffee I'm used to in Kenya. But," he said, "30 minutes after you drink it, you don't feel anything." And he said, "Their coffee in America has no power." And then Derek Mwita would make an application. He said, "It's sort of like their churches. I don't feel the power that I feel in the church in Kenya." And I know what some people would say when they would hear that. They would say, "Well, maybe he's talking about the miraculous, and that maybe the emphasis should be more on the miraculous and the miracle-working power of God." And I don't have a problem with that. But I think it might have been something else. Maybe Derek Mwita, in his visiting churches in the United States of America, did not sense that people were actually living what they said they believed. That maybe they really didn't follow what they say they follow, the Jesus that they claim to love with all their hearts and with all their souls and with all their minds was not the Jesus that they followed. Today we're going to begin, as we resume the series in Luke, about a 3 to 4 week mini-series on the Sermon on the Mount, exactly where I left off a few weeks ago, where we look at the most famous message of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, where he spoke to thousands of people, and he gave what is called the most powerful sermon that's ever been given because of the one who gave it and because of the message. It's called the Sermon on the Mount, and we start with the first part of it today in Luke 6, verse 20, if we could bring that up. Luke 6, 20 says this, "Looking at his disciples, Jesus said, 'Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep." And then verse 26, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.